skill in either fashion merchandising and retailing or in secretarial and public relations, both interesting careers that don't take 4 years to learn. So think about Stevens School of Minneapolis. We'd like to help you become your own woman.
Call Stevens School at 341-3434. That's 341-3434.
Is it time? I think so.
Well, it must be time. It's... Regardless of the pandemonium in here, we still must go down to the lunchroom and check and see what is in the pots of the world.
Ooh. The cafeteria of the world.
Yeah. Woo. How are we going to get in there?
I don't know.
We have to pound on the door. We have to grunt and groan, or it just doesn't open.
Open, play. Hey. Let us in there, man.
Come on, let us in.
Come on.
Open up. Open up in there. Open the door. I know you're in there. I can hear you breathing.
Oh, come on in. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name, Brother Bob?
Who are you?
There's Brother Bob, and there's that white guy there, Mark Snow.
Is that Betty? Are you Betty?
I'm Irma.
Irma? What happened to Betty?
Hi,
did you eat her?
I'm here too today. Everybody's here. Yeah.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Irma.
Hi.
Oh, you're lovely. Especially that wart on your nose.
How do you like
that? The big
that
hair
wart,
on it.
Huh? Well, take a bite of it there, fat.
Oh, can I have a bite? Thank you.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Well,
tasty.
I think you better hurry up. The show's dying bad enough.
Yeah.
Why don't you read the menu?
Yeah, man.
Well, I think I better start out here with Minneapolis. Today is Wednesday. Today in Minneapolis, you little nerds are having lasagna, salad, French bread, and fruit. And in Bloomington schools today, it's hot dog, French fries, salad, and some wonderful peach dessert. Some very exciting stuff there.
Oh, don't criticize.
In Bloomington's, we had it. In Burnsville today, it's chow mein, noodles, rice, bread, and butter, fruit,
that's what
and
you would call your
fortune
main
cookie.
Show.
Jojo, do you want to look at one in Rosemont on Wednesday?
Oh, yes, in Rosemont we have beef fritter. You know what a beef fritter is? Beef fritter, mashed potatoes, gravy, peas, carrots, and a chocolate bar.
Oh, I think they love it! Let me read one of these. In West St. Paul today, where the tax base is higher than New Jersey, they got lasagna, and you better eat it all or I'll kill you. Fruit, salad, French bread and some applesauce in West St. Paul.
That's
come on, take it easy. Take it easy. Rob is going to find out you guys are goofing around.
In North Branch school systems today, it's Wednesday. We're having lasagna, buttered greeny beanies, French bread, garlic butter, some late pudding, some whipped topping, dry milk, powder, and warm water. This menu sent by Terry Fairbanks, home of the Drabs. Hi, Michael J. and Wonder Buns, and there's a long map here. It shows us all how to get to North Branch. Here's what we think of North Branch.
North Branch! Let's hear it!
Don't do that in the kitchen.
In Roseville area schools today, Wiener Roll-Up.
I knew somebody had one of those once.
Shh. A Wiener Roll-Up, huh?
Neat.
In Roseville area, wiener roll up, catsup and mustard, buttered vegetables, celery with peanut butter.
Celery and peanut butter?
Yes, and some frosted creams. Frosted creams.
Frosted creams.
I knew somebody had that too.
Oh, no. Not again.
Can't get any mouth shoving in your ear.
Looks like that's it there. Wait.
There's got to be more.
Eden Prairie Independent School District 272. Today is 1 and 2 Easter Bicentennial menu.
Oh, I can imagine what this is going to be like.
Here's a brand
rolls left over from 1776.
Here's a brand new one from St. Croix Central.
Looks like fried chicken. I know it's dead, whatever it is. Mashed potatoes, stewed tomatoes, cranberries, and some wonderful coffee cake is what we got here. Sounds good, huh?
Oh, my favorite!
Yeah.
shut up! Hey! I said hold it! There. Get a little respect. I want to be the disc jockey now.
Right. Should we... is that Irma?
Yeah.
Irma, come on in here and be a DJ.
All right. You got the records?
Yeah.
I got the voice.
Come on up here.
All
We're going to have Irma come up from the cafeteria.
Wait a second. Let me get on the other mic.
And be a DJ. Okay, Irma's...
there, I was
on her way up. Irma!
Yeah.
You always wanted to be a DJ, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Here's your chance now.
All right. All right.
We got, what should we have for you? How about Take It to the Limit by the Eagles?
Now, is that rock and roll?
Yeah, well, kind of. You know, it's not really rock and roll.
I want some Pollock and Bohunk stuff.
Some Pollock and Bohunk
stuff.
We don't have no polka.
It's got the Bohunk Rhapsody.
Bohunk Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yo, well, yes, I guess so. Guess we could play that. What's that? Oh, the Frankenstein polka?
I want to be a disc jockey, too.
Who, Betty?
Hey, shut up. You always get to sing.
Hey, listen, I don't want you two fighting now.
All right.
Hey, take your hands off her, Irma. Betty, hey, come on. Cool it, you guys in there. Okay.
All right.
Why don't we do,
let's see, I gotta see the temperature.
Temperature?
And the time,
yeah, the whole works.
And how nice it is outside and to wake up.
Yeah.
All right, it's 42 degrees, and it's about 2 minutes to seven. And now, here's the Bohunk Rhapsody again, you little freaks. Little pimple faced weirdos. Never appreciate the lunch! Listen to me!
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
WYOO, AM/FM Stereo, Richfield. We got the whole gang here this morning. Everybody that's a DJ on the station is with us, and if you'd like to talk to your favorite Super U DJ, he's available at 452-1560. Ask him the most personal questions you can think of. Don't hold anything back. Talk to your favorite star now.
Another day's at end.
You 100 with the Chucker Morgan program next at Super U.
Listen, it's finally spring. You probably thought it would never come, but it's here now. And if you're not ready for it, you better get ready. It's finally spring, and spring is the time for a Honda. Honda has become the most famous name in motorcycles for a good reason. Its outstanding reputation for quality. In the Twin Cities, there are two full-service Honda dealerships with the same outstanding reputation for quality. The TC Honda dealers. The TC Honda dealers have great bikes and great accessories at two convenient locations. See your TC Honda dealer. Good things happen on a Honda. Let them happen to you. Check out Town & Country Honda at 62nd and Lindale in Minneapolis. And Twin City Honda across from Ward's in the Midway, St. Paul.
All right. Hey, come in.
Hey, boy, oh, boy, I'm talking to guys on the phone.
Isn't that great?
This is really neat. Who's this, Dan McGuire? Dan McGuire, should I put you on the air? All right, you're on the air. Don't swear or I'll kill you.
Okay.
All right. What do you want to tell everybody?
I just think that U100 should be committed. No.
I think he's right.
Hey, you're not going to swear or anything, are you?
Not obscenities.
Not obscenities. All right. How's your ma doing?
Fine.
All right, good. How about your dad?
Great. They both have motors on their wheelchairs.
Oh, come on. Oh, all right, no. Dan. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I don't trust that guy. He sounds a little kinky.
No.
He's from Northeast Minneapolis, too.
That ought to tip you off right there.
Yeah.
Hey, usually, listen. What? Listen. The Chucker Morgan Show is next at Super U, right after the news.
Oh.
And then coming up after that, we're going to have a taste of Pat McKay.
I can't
stand do anything
this.
About that.
This is so weird, you know, being in the company of so many stars.
I know it. Isn't it great?
It's amazing.
It's just blinding. And then at 8:05 this morning, the Michael J. Douglas Show, the first Michael J. Douglas disc jockey show on many of these same U100 AM and FM stations.
The man of four or five voices.
And we're going to have your favorite DJs on the phones. If you want to call our request line, somebody will answer that for you. If you want to call our regular business line, 452-1560, you can talk to your favorite U100 star.
We're going to bring back,
on the phone.
We're going to bring back Murray the Mug for just a couple of minutes there. Yeah.
Are you going to call St. James later?
Yeah, we're going to call up Jerry, that fink, that creepo, that commie fag.
Yeah?
Yeah, went to Detroit for bread.
You're going to roast him, huh?
Yeah.
All right, good.
All right.
That's all coming up this morning.
Yeah. Murray, we'll talk to you later, Murray. All right there, dum-dum. Okay, it's time for the news, so you guys
Here it is. 44 degrees. It's 10 minutes past 7. Philippine authorities. I know this is boring, but it's really what's going on. So listen now. Philippine authorities are complying with the demands of three armed men who took over a domestic jetliner. The plane carrying 76 persons is on the ground in Manila now. That's about all we know. Little Jimmy Carter scored a come-from-behind win. Kinky. In yesterday's Wisconsin primary, he had trailed Arizona Congressman Morris Udall badly at one point, but pulled ahead on a late return from outlying areas of Wisconsin. Henry Jackson won big. Though not as big as he'd predicted in New York, and President Jair rolled over Ronald Reagan in Wisconsin. Ford's also likely to benefit from the slate of delegates selected in New York's non-specific GOP primary, whatever that means. Labor crisis in San Francisco is snowballing.
Snowball!
Now, union leaders are threatening to call a general strike if the city does not settle quickly with 1,700 striking craft workers. Two light planes collided above the Forest Lake Airport last night, and three persons died. The victims are identified as Dan DuPont of Forest Lake, 23-year-old Thomas Leonard Cobb, Jr. of North Dakota, and 29-year-old Michael John Grady of Chisago City. Minnesota Senate, here we go with that stadium bill. Remember, I played Jack Anderson yesterday, and I said, I predict the stadium bill will fail. Well, Minnesota Senate revamped the stadium bill last night, but, and it was a big but, the House wouldn't have any part of it. Yeah, there's a growing feeling that the stadium bill, the issue that plagued the lawmakers so much of the session, is dead. Ding dong. The Senate change is to the rebate thing, you know, for an increase in income tax credits. House Speaker Martin Szabo said last night the plan is for the House to adjourn when it meets today without passing any more bills. None. Zero. However, Szabo did not rule out action on the stadium bill and a delay in adjournment. But he says the Senate will have to reconsider and present the stadium bill in a more acceptable form. I stick with it. They're going to kill it. Let's see. A survey of 750 people in Chicago by this Chicago shrink, Dr. Bernard L. Green, found the most frequently expressed reasons for infidelity in marriage, that means having affairs, were in this order. Sexual frustration. Curiosity.
You can see mine if I can see yours.
Feelings of revenge, boredom, and the need for acceptance and recognition. The doctor revealed that during the interviews, only 30% initially reported they were being unfaithful to their old man or old lady. But during intensive therapy, an additional 30% disclosed secret affairs. They were using cattle prods on them.
Does that mean that 65% of the people are messing around?
Yeah, messing around, man.
Oh. Finally, six out of every 10 people that are listening this morning are
messing around,
man.
That's right. And you know what messing around leads to, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know what it leads to? It leads to divorce. Like singer Eddie Fisher, Marsh Walzer lookalike. After 3 months... It's true. After 3 months of marriage, singer Eddie Fisher is seeking to divorce his fourth wife. But first, let's run down his life, shall we? The 48-year-old singer has been married to actress Debbie Reynolds, Elizabeth Taylor, Connie Stevens, and Lassie's former owner, who couldn't be identified.
I wouldn't kick Lassie out of bed.
Fisher cited irreconcilable differences in superior court suit to end his marriage with Terry Fisher, 20 years old, a legal secretary from New Jersey. Rumor has it, of course, she's suing him for assault with a pretty much dead weapon.
Right. Here's a bulletin!
Wait a minute here. Now you think that disc jockeys are dumb, right?
They're
you think
all
that disc
dumb.
Jockeys know nothing about news.
That's right.
Now, I will have you know that I am a former newscaster myself.
The teenage werewolf.
Hear that voice? Yes. Can I would like to be honored this morning by reading a news story on the Michael J. Douglas newscast.
Holy mackerel. What do you need for breakfast? Listen to that guy.
about 14
years old, like all these other jocks around here. All right,
I got a story here for you. You know, Linda Lovelace, you know? You know her, of course, who played the title role in the super X-rated film Deep Throat.
Oh!
Well, looks like she's off the hook in the upcoming obscenity trial of 11 people connected with the flick. Like the way I read that?
Yeah, I like it.
Ms. Lovelace has been granted immunity from prosecution in return for her testimony against the defendants.
I don't know.
Did you listen to that now?
Yeah.
Testimony from the defendants? That didn't, right. Yeah. Now, that didn't surprise me too much because I always knew. I knew all along that Linda Lovelace could get off easy.
Michael. Goodbye, cruel world. Goodbye. my whole world upside down. Wherever she may be, that mean, fickle woman made a crying clown out of me.
That's an improvement. Flush it!
That song sucks!
I like it!
I hate it!
Take this back, Belly!
U100. 7:17 in the morning. All of us doing the morning show. Pat McKay, Brother Bob, JoJo Gunn, Michael J. Douglas, me, Chuck Morgan, and Artie Snow. And Johnny Taylor. U100 at John Taylor. It's called Disco Lady at 7:21 on a Wednesday morning in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The whole staff and crew is here doing the morning show. A groupie's holiday delight. Sounds like something they would make
Come
it.
Come on down.
Have it your way this morning at 452-1560. If you'd like to talk to your favorite disc jockey, ask him about his sex life or whatever. He'll answer any question you want to know. You got JoJo Gunn, Artie Snow, Brother Bob Hall, Pat McKay. Who else is here? That's all of us, isn't it? As we slowly dwindle away here. 44 degrees. Good morning. This is Chuck Morgan.
Feel like a kite with no strings. Floating through the air on the breeze. Trying to find a good, good place to go. Where I can feel free to do the things that I please. Got to find me a good place to go. Got to find a place to hang my hat. Got to find.
Like a kite with no strings at Dayton's new shop, A Place to Go. Because A Place to Go is for fashion-minded juniors who want to put together their summer look with no strings, but with the right kind of dash. A Place to Go means separates, matches, and go-together outfits, like t-shirts and skirt sets from LJ Juniors. Trim tees paired with print skirts. Cool, casual, summertime crisp. Get them at Dayton's. Get them at A Place to Go.
Everybody!
Dayton's JRS, A Place to Go.
Hey, have you visited a 24-hour Gold Pen Fun Center lately? There is springtime action forming and summer activities getting organized right now at Stardust Lanes, Minneapolis, Diamond Lake Lanes North in Brooklyn Park, Diamond Lake Lanes South in Minneapolis, Gus Young's Biltmore Lanes, and South Elbold in Edina. Presently, the bowling staffs at each of the 24-hour Gold Pen Fun Centers is setting up short-term spring leagues for men, women, couples, and young people, too. Leagues are being organized for every night of the week. Now, spring bowling is not only fun bowling, but it's a good time to either learn to bowl, change a style, or be ready for the fall season. It also gives the regular league bowlers the opportunity for a change of scene and pace by bowling with new people in a fun spring league. Call any one of the 24-hour Gold Pen Fun Centers at Gus Young's Biltmore Lanes or Southdale Bowl in Edina, Diamond Lake Lanes South in Minneapolis, Diamond Lake Lanes North in Brooklyn Park, or Stardust Lanes in Minneapolis and say you want to join the springtime fun. We'll see you there bowling. U100 7:23 Wednesday morning with Barry Manilow, title song from his album.
Doctor, my woman, let me try again.
U100, chapter 4, page 109 of the Masters and Johnson's Handbook. Trying to get to feeling again. That's Barry Manilow at 7:27 in the morning, Wednesday, with the whole staff and crew here. Bob Hall, Pat McKay, Artie Snow, JoJo Gunn, and me, Chucker Morgan, till 9 o'clock. Gosh, is it early? I'm never up this early. We got what you got? You look sly. I'm afraid to put this call on the air.
Oh, no. What we're doing is phone pals, man. You heard of pen pals. Well, we're doing this morning a thing called phone pals. Any girl out there that wants a boyfriend or any boy that wants a girlfriend, you can advertise it for it right here on Super U. Now, we have Candy here on the phone. Good morning, Candy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Okay.
You sound as sexy as ever. You want a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
What do you want him to look like?
Okay, I want him to be about 6'3", blonde hair, blonde mustache.
He's not available. He's taken at the moment, and there's a waiting list. But I'll tell you what, Candy, we'll do as best as we can for you. Anybody that comes close to that out there, I'll tell you what, leave your number with us, and we'll have Candy call you. How's that sound, Candy?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, out of sight. Now, anybody else that wants a boyfriend or a girlfriend or any kind of friend this morning, call us, and we'll fix you up. We got a regular
dating
service.
Whatever is your pleasure,
going,
a guy or a chick, no matter how you swing, right?
Yeah, right.
452-1560. 452-1560. You can call and find yourself a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever. 729, it's 49 degrees. Minneapolis, St. Paul, with a high of about 65 today. Maybe a slight chance of rain. Captain and Tennille from the Song of Joy album and Lonely Nights in stereo as we do it all for you right on to Super U.